Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel lesson for today is one of those parables that if it was the only thing Jesus had said, would be really easy to understand. It seems so compact and clear. And in fact, it's sort of how we would like the world to be. God sows God's children in the world, wheat. Everything is meant to be beautiful, a utopian kind of thing where God only has goodness to share. And then the evil one comes and puts all of those evil people that you don't like or who aren't like you into your perfect garden. Now, you're called to put up with them for a while, but in the end, you know that the good people will be saved and the bad people will be gathered up by the angels into bundles and burned in the everlasting fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and they deserve every bit of it. It's a monodimensional understanding of God. It's easy to understand, and in fact, I think it shapes a lot of Christian worldview. We can put up with a lot right now, as Paul says, because in the end, really, the groanings of this time are nothing compared to the glory that will come when Jesus comes in the end times. We just have to wait the bad people out. The problem is that in his ministry, Jesus hangs out with weeds. At least the ones that everyone in society said were weeds. The tax collectors, the prostitutes, the undesirables, the lepers, the people that had been cast out from society, those who were unclean, women. Jesus, this Son of Man, the very one who is the sower of the seed, hangs around with both wheat and tare. Well, that muddies up the metaphor a little bit for us, right? Suddenly the lines begin to blur. And we're not quite as sure as we were just a minute ago about what to do with the parable. True story. I live in a wonderful little house, and it's in Hawaii. It is prone to growing weeds. I have a lovely landlady who takes care of the property, and I, unasked for, occasionally get involved in caring for the property. And so one day, I thought, I'm going to go out and I'm going to pull weeds. This is going to be great. So I went out and I chopped out the grass in front of the cars and pulled all this kind of stuff. And there was this big old spindly ugly vine that was growing out from under the tea leaves, under the tea plants, and crawling up the fence. Well, we have another vine in the back of our property, which is, I call Satan, that you chop out one day, and the next day it's completely covering the fence. And you chop it out, and it's back. Satan. And I thought, well, this looks a little like Satan. And so I went, and I very carefully went under there, and I cut that sucker out, and I pulled it, and I stuffed it in the trash. Then my landlady came and said, well, what happened to the, what was it? Yeah, say it again. My landlady. I thought it was a weed. It wasn't a weed, right? For all my good intentions, I'd pulled out this beautiful vine that she had waited all year to come out because it makes really pretty flowers. Not last year. Right? Duh. That's the problem with us trying to be the judge of who is wheat and who is weed. We think we know, and in fact, there are whole parts of Christianity who make their primary life, their primary mission, separating wheat from chaff and wheat from weeds and good people from bad people and determining whether or not you really are part of the kingdom or not. But we don't have the wisdom or the insight, or I think according to this parable, the responsibility of dividing wheat from weed. The Son of Man allows them to grow up together. And the Son of Man dines with wheat and weed, wonderful, you know, socially acceptable people and prostitutes, fun people and grumpy people, all of them. The Son of Man enters into each heart fully and completely and without reservation, without checking into your background or making sure that you're just the kind of person we want to have as part of our community. It just gets spread, as we found last week, on rocky ground and good ground and crummy ground and fabulous ground, and it grows up together, wheat and weed, and God's ministry weaves itself to the harvest. What happens at the end, I am sorry to say, is none of your business. I'm shocked and a little sorry to tell you, it's none of your business. As much as we would like to get involved and determine that for God, so that God makes sure that God gets the right people in heaven with us, right? You know, it's like when you're going to a conference and they're going to assign people to hotel rooms. You'd really like a say in your roommate, right? It's in the same way we want to say, well, we don't want those, if she's going to be in heaven, I hope I go to hell. We want to choose, but God says it's not your place. I will sow my seed, God says. I will adopt into my family those who I want to adopt. I will gather every single one of my creation into myself, and I will pour my grace out upon it and leave the rest to me. As for you, wheats and weeds, grow well. Love. Give. Be transformed. Share with one another. Send out my grace and my word. That's what you're doing while you're in the field. The harvest will take care of itself. So lay aside our judgment of one another. Lay aside our worries about the end times. But live as if the harvest is near. As if the completion of what God calls us to is coming down the road, Jesus says. But live, as Paul says, as God's adopted children. With full rights and full responsibilities, and filled with the joy of living. And in the meantime, don't tear out the wrong vines, because you'll miss a season of flowery beauty. Amen.